encountering Jesus in the community. One of the things that I loved as a pastor coming to Life 100.3 is that every time I turn on the radio, I have the opportunity to speak to the community, not only Christians, but non-Christians as well. We have the opportunity every second of every day to speak to the community. Isn't that an incredible opportunity? Amen. Amen. So I want to share a few stories because I get encouraged when I hear stories about how God is changing lives. So can I share a few stories with you? I was sitting with, this past year after I started that life, I was sitting with a businessman. He was a very wealthy businessman, very successful businessman. But a few years ago, he developed an anxiety disorder. And in that, he could no longer leave his house. He was absolutely trapped in fear, trapped in himself, couldn't leave his house, couldn't do anything. He was completely stuck. And he said the only thing that got him through that was Life 100.3. Just being able to turn on the music, being able to hear preaching when nobody else could come by, life was there for him. And I was so encouraged when I heard that. It was just an incredible story. 2 weeks ago, I was at a movie tour, and a lady had come up to me, and she said, "Steve, is there any little guys in here that may not?" A few. There's a lady who said, "I wanted to commit suicide. My kids had told me that they wanted nothing else to do with me, and my identity was wrapped in being a mom. And I was completely lost, completely gone." And she said she got into her van, she put the accelerator on, set it, and was in a snowstorm and was going as fast as she could. And she doesn't know what happened, but she said she weaved off to the side of the road, her van stopped, and Life 100.3 turned on. That was her story. That was her story. Somebody was speaking life into her. And God said to her, "You are more than just a mom. You are a child of God. And you need to hang on to that because I have more purpose for you." And I couldn't believe it. I was just like, unbelievable. One more story. Some of you may have heard this story before, but there was a gentleman in Barrie. He was driving under the influence of marijuana. And as he was driving along, his car hit a pothole. And the radio station changed to Life 100.3. James McDonald is on there yelling away, "Get your life right with God right now." And so he drives to the first church he could find here in Barrie. It's the closest church. He goes in. He accepts the Lord. That was 3 years ago, and today he is serving on the worship team at this church. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible? God is good. God is good. So we are talking about encountering Jesus in our community. And how did Jesus, what I want to talk to you guys, this is a little bit about, we've seen already how you guys encounter Jesus in your community by going into the school. And I'm going to share a story about Kundal's in a few minutes because that's my kid's school as well. And we got to do some pretty cool things with them. So I'm excited that I get to share that. But we're going to see how Jesus reached out in his community. And I hope it challenges you. I hope it stretches you a little bit. So the Samaritan woman at the well. So if you can open up your Bibles. I'm not going to put it up on screen, the verses. I had a lady. When I first became a Christian, I didn't grow up in the church. And I had a lady, an older lady who was, she said, "Steve, I was trying to find my way in my Bible. I was trying to pretend like I knew where I was going. I had no sweet clue," and she could see that. And she said, "Steve, I can see you have no idea where you're going to. Go to the table of contents, look it up, find it, and start from there." And so I was, because she instilled that in me, even as a youth pastor, I think the Bible apps and all that stuff, they're important, but we also have to teach our kids how to navigate through the Word, through the paper Word. Okay, so that is important. So I don't put the scripture up on the screen because I want you to bring your Bibles and I want you guys to continue to learn. But if you have your app, that is good as well. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a good resource. So this story actually starts at verse 1, but we're going to go to verse 7. I want you, even this week, you can go through the whole passage. Verse 7. "A woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink.' Verse 8, for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The woman of Samaria said to him, "How is that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Now, the first thing we need to know when we're going to go through this passage is that when Jesus reached out to the community, he broke all the rules. He broke all the rules. Jesus speaking to a Samaritan woman was like putting ketchup on a steak dinner. You don't do it. It was like a Maple Leaf fan cheering for Montreal Canadiens. You can't do it. It doesn't happen. It should never happen. Can't do it. But Jesus did it anyway. He crossed the line. It seems like, I don't know about you guys, but it seems like every time I open up my Facebook feed, somebody is telling me all about the education problems are being caused because we took God out of the schools. So I'm so excited about what you guys are doing here at the school. I was able, this past year, I was able to bring the grade 7 class from Cundles Heights to Life 100.3. And I wasn't sure how that was going to go because I was excited about offering this. They got very excited about it, but I'm like, once they start listening to Life, are they going to be okay with bringing a public school class into Life 100.3? And they were, and they actually got very excited. So what we did when we brought them to the station is we taught them seminars. And this is so cool because they were being surrounded by the gospel in the station. So Todd Gale, the host of the Get Up and Go show, he taught the students how to put together a morning show. So they sat there with them. We split them all up into groups. And then Steve Jones taught them how to speak on the radio. If you don't know, we're always told that we have to smile. That's how you talk on the radio, and your face should hurt when you come off air. So the next time you listen to the radio, you'll be able to tell if somebody isn't smiling. So Steve Jones did that. Crystal Martin in our promotions department, this is a lot of fun. She got the students to create something that they were going to give away on air. So it was going to be a contest. They could do the contest. Whatever their giveaway was, they were going to write a commercial for it. And then they got to record the commercial in our sound booth and then take that back to their class, so because it continued when they went back, and they listened to their commercials. It was absolutely incredible, the opportunities. And then I took the kids on a tour of the station, and with every stop in the station, just investing in them, just speaking into the students' lives, and using a little bit of Christianese here and there, being able to throw it in. But what I was so encouraged about was the whole school knew that the students were coming to Life 100.3. The teachers were listening. That last half hour of the morning show, they had on in the class. The last half to prepare them to come into Life. And they're telling me God isn't in the schools? The last half hour of the morning show was in the grade 7 class as they prepared. Teachers were coming up to me and they were talking about the contest we did on air. They were saying, "Hey, I loved your 5 and 9 thing. I loved what you guys were doing. I think Todd was doing something about the Hallmark cards or Hallmark something." And they were digging it. They were loving it. And they were coming up and talking to me when I would go up and pick up Leah and the kids from school. It's absolutely incredible. And so what I want you guys just to take from this is, I hear all the time that we've taken God out of the schools. But the Holy Spirit is in me. The Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit is in my kids. Every time I walk into that school, every time my kids walk into that school, God is in that school. God is in that school. Every time you guys say, "Hey, I'm not allowed to bring God into my workplace." Every time, if you're a Christian in this room, you have the Holy Spirit in you. Every time you walk into that workplace, God is with you and God is in that workplace. Amen, church? Amen. My daughter Leah, this is so cool. She did a project, and she did it all on Jesus. It was so awesome. She did this big poster. I was going to bring it with me, and this poster hung up in the school, and it was all about Jesus. All the facts about Jesus, all the info you could have about Jesus. But God isn't in the school. God is very much in our school systems. When we take him there, God can be very much in our workplace if we take them there. It may have to look different. Sometimes we need to look at when we're going into our workplaces or going into our schools, like we're now the missionaries. Where does Jesus say our citizenship is? It's in heaven. I know we're Canadian. I know that and I get that. But maybe if we started looking at my job here, I'm a citizen of heaven and I have a short period here. Maybe I need to start looking. This isn't my land. Heaven's my land. And if, when you guys think about when you go on a missions trip. When you go on a missions trip, what do? You spend months preparing for that trip. How many of you guys have ever been on a missions trip? Not very many. You guys need to get on a missions trip. Because this is what you're going to do. When you're going on a missions trip, you are going to dive into the culture. You are going to see, you are going to maybe try and learn their language. You are going to see how they need ministry to be brought to them. So you may do ministry totally different there than you would here. And sometimes if we just sit back and take a look at our community right now, at our workplace, in our schools, that maybe ministry needs to be done differently. Maybe the language we speak needs to be a little bit different so that we can reach out to them. Amen? Man, is this okay? You tracking with me? All right. So if we go back to our Bible, we're going to look at verses. We're going to gloss over verses 10 to 15. This is where Jesus is telling the woman that he's the well. He's explaining to her who he is, and he's telling her that you will never thirst again if you come to me. And so he's explaining that to her. You know, have you, any of you guys, how many of you guys are Facebookers, social media people? Got a few of you in there? Sometimes if you get into your Facebook, you can get so trapped in who's liking your posts. Right? See? Yeah. It's so true. But we feel that, how come nobody's liking my post? And so if we continue to need validation that way from other people on our social media sites, and our students suffer from this. Parents, if your students are on social media, you need to know about social media. You need to know about the social pressures that they go through, because when people aren't liking their stuff, they feel it because that's where they're getting their validation from. Is how many people are liking my stuff? But Jesus is saying between verses 10 to 15, you come to the well, you get your validation from me, and you will never thirst anymore. Does that make sense? All right. So let's slide down to verse 16. Jesus said to her, go, call your husband, and come here. Verse 17, the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, you have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five. Nothing like Jesus calling you out right on the spot. You have five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. And that you spoke truly of. Verse 19, the woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Friends, Jesus knew the lifestyle, and this is something else we can take from this scripture. Jesus knew the lifestyle that she lived, and he encountered her where she was. And it was a radical thing to do back then, and I think it's still a radical thing for us to do today. And you can say, hey, Pastor Steve, you want us to go hang out with some prostitutes? Is that what you're asking us to do? Well, I want to tell you, there was one church that was willing to do that in Detroit, and I want to share one more video for you. I was in San Diego with a third-year Bible college class, and this is the first time I ever bought a sermon. I was so inspired by this sermon and how they were outreaching into their community, and this is going to stretch you, okay? There's some terminology in here. He's a great communicator, but this is going to stretch you, and I don't know if I could do it, but I think we need to get there. And let's roll that. God is good. That is radical. There's something about encountering Jesus that just changes our lives. If you read down to verse 31 in this passage, You will see that many people believed in Jesus because of the testimony of a prostitute. When she left Jesus, her encounter with Jesus left her in a place where she wanted to share the gospel with other people. And a prostitute was bringing people to Jesus Christ. Saying, you guys got to see this. You got to see and hear who I just encountered. If we are going to make a difference in our community, we have to go. Let me ask you a question. If Berry Free Methodist Church ceased to exist tomorrow, would the community miss you? Let me make it a little bit more personal. If you moved out of your house today, would your neighbors miss you? Would they know you? I get challenged by that every day. I didn't grow up in the church. I'm here because I had an encounter with Jesus in the community on the baseball field. The only thing that Jesus was to me as a kid was a swear word. That's all I knew him as. I had no idea about the gospel. But on my baseball team, there are two Christians who told my sister about Jesus, who invited my sister out to youth group. And I'm the youngest of nine, and we're a rough family. We're on welfare. Every other word out of our mouths started with F. And yet, these kids on a baseball team invited my sister out. And when my sister started inviting me out to youth group, I'm like, Melissa, get away from me. I don't want to hear that preaching. And it was finally a game of capture the flag in youth group. And she said, Steve, they're going to play this awesome game. It's capture the flag. I'm like, okay. But is there any preaching? I said, Melissa, if there's any preaching, I'm going to get you. And there's preaching. And hearing the gospel for the very first time, just on my face crying. Because somebody shared. Somebody brought Jesus into the community. Have you guys ever heard how Scott Jackson came to know the Lord? Scott Jackson, this is his story. Maybe he should be sharing it. But Scott Jackson, in radio, secular radio, his daughter, so they've got two kids. They're in their 30s. And their daughter goes out to a kids program in the church. And she's got to bring points. She's got to get points. So if she gets points, she wins a trophy. And so she had to bring people to church on Sunday. She said, Mom, Dad, I need points. You've got to come. You've got to be there. And so they went. And they heard the gospel for the very first time on that Sunday morning and accepted Jesus Christ. You think about, and I am going to say this. I think Life 100.3 in the 18 years that it's been open has affected millions of people. 65,000 people a week times 18 years, I think it's affected millions of people. All because a little girl went to church and needed to get points. Extra points to win a trophy. You guys, we can see change in our community. But we have to be willing to encounter. We have to be willing to take him so people can encounter Jesus in our community. And it may look a whole lot different than what you think it should look. We have to be able to see where our community is at. We have to understand what's going to actually help them and reach them And when we get those opportunities, we share Jesus. This is radical stuff. And Jesus always met. Go throughout the Bible, he was always accused of hanging out with scandalous people, wasn't he? He was a radical. He broke the rules. I'm just going to call up the worship team now. We're going to take a few minutes and pray and just maybe ask God to speak to us. Lord, what can I do to take you into the community? What does that look like for me? What can I do when I leave this church? What do I do when I go into work tomorrow morning? I go into my school tomorrow. Lord, what's that going to look like? Church, I'm here before you right now because somebody shared Jesus Christ. Scott Jackson on Life 100.3 is here in this area and has been serving for 18 years because somebody set up a children's program for kids to come in. Isn't that awesome? I want to see our community changed. I want to see our community changed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you that you led by example. You didn't just tell us what to do and then not do it yourself. But you led by example. You show us through your word what we need to do and how we need to go about our business. And so I pray right now for everybody in this room, for vision, for direction, for a passion and a fire to share your word. Oh, Lord, if there's anybody who just needs to fall in love with you all over again, I pray that you would break down that wall around their heart. Lord, if there's anybody in this room, I'm just feeling, church, I'm sorry, I'm going to stop praying just for a minute. And you can keep your heads bowed. But I'm just feeling that maybe there is somebody in this room that wants to accept Jesus Christ for the very first time. And I just want you to know that he's a whisper away. And Lord, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. I want to start a relationship with you. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness, for your grace. And I pray as we leave this church today, as we go into our workplaces, Lord, you would set a fire in us, that you would give us wisdom, that you would give us insight on how to go about your business. In Jesus' precious name, everybody said, amen.